Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. It's more than a little windy out there this morning. It's actually dangerously windy, so let's bring in AccuWeather's Dean DeVore with what we need to know about today. Dean?
Dangerous not only for bringing down objects and causing problems like Karen's telling you about that we're seeing. I saw some of those reports, too, of some very gusty winds just south of Albany, and that gust front's moving towards us again here as we go through the rest of the day. We'll see those winds gust to 40 to 50 miles per hour, but that wind is also going to do damage to us in terms of how cold it is. It's down in the 20s, and real feels this morning, Lee, are in the single digits. Those real feels only in the teens. The wind will ease off later this afternoon into this evening. We'll get up in the low 50s tomorrow, but the wind and the chill build in as we go through the end of the week. The other good news, Lee, right now, no big storms in sight. It's really only the wind is the big factor in the weather here as we go through the next couple of days. We'll keep you up to date on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
Well, the power companies are reporting scattered outages as a result of the wind. Most of Con Ed's are in Westchester, about 280 there at last report. A woman was walking by a construction fence at 144th and Broadway around 5 p.m. yesterday when the fence fell over and hit her. Her granddaughter says the victim wound up under a car. She was taken to St. Luke's. The granddaughter suspects the wind blew the fence down. The Department of Buildings cited the contractor for failing to protect the public and issued a partial stop work order until the damaged fence can be removed and replaced. Another day and another woman has come forward to accuse Governor Cuomo of harassing her. John Montone with the latest this morning.
Anna Root claims she got a rude reception from Andrew Cuomo at a wedding they both attended. Root, who is 33, claims Cuomo put a hand on her face and her bare back and asked if he could kiss her moments after they met. Mayor de Blasio, who's not best of buddies with Cuomo, called the earlier allegations against the governor horrible, horrible things.
Anything like that, if someone purposely tried to use their power to force a woman to have sex with them, of course, that's someone who should no longer be in public service.
And while the governor has said he's truly sorry if his joking and teasing were misinterpreted, the mayor's response is that sexual harassment is not funny. John Montone, 1010 Winds News.
Some people have noticed that Chris Cuomo has not been covering this story on his program on CNN, but he says it's not because he doesn't keep up with the news.
Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so.
Chris Cuomo had his brother on his show many times during the height of the pandemic, often joking around about who was the favorite son, occasionally joking about the governor's love life. CNN recently reinstated its ban on Chris Cuomo covering his brother. Among those calling for the governor's resignation, Brian Olison. He's the owner of a gun shop in the Albany area. He rented a digital billboard originally calling for the governor's impeachment, but yesterday he updated the message to read, "Resign now," with Cuomo's face below. Olison says he changed the message because the impeachment process would take too long and enough is enough. Olison originally put up the billboard in response to the nursing home death scandal. It costs him $8,500 a month. Several firefighters were hurt taking on a fire in a row of condos in the Mariners Harbor section of Staten Island last night. Fire broke out after 7 at 119 Pond Way. Four firefighters were taken to Staten Island University Hospital with minor injuries. De Blasio says the city is closing in on the 2 million vaccination mark, but he points out that the city-run vaccination sites are doing a much better job than state-run sites when it comes to vaccinating people who actually live in the city. He notes that 42% of shots at the Javits Center have been going to non-residents, and at Aqueduct Racetrack at 75%, whereas the city-run sites at Yankee Stadium and Citi Field are open to city residents only. The mayor says he does want everyone vaccinated, regardless of where they live, but he adds he was hoping to see more focus on what he calls equity at the state-run sites. The commander of the 75th Precinct in East New York is reportedly about to be transferred after community activists campaigned against him. The Daily News reports Inspector John Mastronardi will be moved to a position in the Chief of Detectives' office. Mastronardi was criticized for his handling of a fight between cops and civilians over mask rules back in April. He was accused of slamming somebody's head into the sidewalk. The Reverend Kevin McCall of the Crisis Action Network says we don't need racist and overly aggressive leadership in Brooklyn or in NYPD precincts. He doesn't have a good relationship with the community. We're glad to see him go. Mastronardi, 44 years old, was the subject of a Change.org petition calling for his removal. At last check, it had 255 signatures. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.